Let's go.
This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be having a chat to the Wallows guys. Thank you so much for taking the time out to have a chat to me tonight. It's really great to have you on.
Thanks for having us.
No worries. So I suppose everybody's lives have changed a little bit since coronavirus. How are you guys getting on? Is everything okay over there? And I presume you're still in LA, are you?
We're in LA.
Yes.
And I mean, luckily we are all good. We've managed to stay very productive during this time, which is good. None of us have gotten sick. And we have been tested very regularly. So we're able to see each other a lot more now and actually get things done and write and demo and all that stuff. So we're good. You know, we've been making do, just sort of making the best use of all this time as possible. And I feel like we're really going to be ready to go by the time touring comes back. We're going to have a lot just loaded in the cannon, which is good to know. So, and we have like time, we're not rushing anything. So it's good.
Exactly. Because that's what I wanted to ask you. I suppose lots of musicians here in Ireland, they're using this time to stay creative, to maybe work on a new album or work on new material. I suppose when you do actually get back out there and you get to play the festivals, you get to play the gigs, do you feel like you're going to have so much more to put out there with this time being able to just be creative?
Yeah, we've talked about how our set lists are getting, we don't know. There's going to be so many more new songs probably by the time, because I feel like by the time we tour again, we'll be putting out a second album. And there's already music coming before that. So I'm just like, what if we never play some of those songs again? What if we never play? What if some of those virtual shows, those songs were played for the final time? You never know.
Yeah. It's possible.
You never know. Because it's the same here in Ireland. I think, like, you know, the entertainment and music industry, it's just been so tough for the guys, because, you know, everybody just wants to get out there. They want to play gigs. Summertime is where you just get to all your festivals, you know, especially here in Ireland. You put on your wellies and you just get out there in the muck and the rain and the whole lot and everything. But, like, you know, big, massive festivals like Electric Picnic here in Ireland or Glastonbury or Coachella. It's just so crazy that they've all been cancelled.
I know. It's really, really weird. Yeah. I mean, like, we're starting to hear about festivals next year now. Like, starting to, like, confirm some festivals for next year. And it's like, who knows if that's even going to happen.
Yeah, right? Fingers crossed for those.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I suppose in terms of you guys, like, you've had such a whirlwind of 3 years. And I suppose, you know, you've all been so busy with, I suppose, acting and, of course, putting a band together. How do you manage to do it all and, like, fit it all in? Because you've grown so much as a band over the last 3 years, which is phenomenal. Because by your sound, you would think that you guys are together a lot longer than you actually are.
What do you guys think?
I mean, I think the whole time management thing. Did Dylan dip?
No, I got a spam call while I was on here. Sorry.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm hacking you, bro. I think, yeah, the time management, you know, cause they do acting projects, and I was in school when we first, put out music as Wallows. It kind of forced us to be creative with how we got things done. And over the past few years, I think we developed a really good system and just kind of got used to doing things remotely and, like, squeezing things in here and there and just sort of, like, making sure that we plan ahead for things. Mm-hmm. Which, looking back, you know, quite honestly, I think that prepared us sort of well for quarantine and all this stuff, because we kind of already knew how to be productive while we were apart from each other. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I suppose as a band, you know, not that I suppose you're going to be playing any gigs, you know, in the next couple of weeks or anything, but I suppose, have you got any plans, or can you even make any plans for the next couple of months or weeks down the line?
We know what we want to have accomplished by, like, the end of the year or beginning of next year. Like, we know we want to record an album at some point, and for the next couple months, it's really just about finishing writing and demoing for that. Because, you know, you got to have a lot of things to show the label, to have them, like, approve studio time. So it's us sort of, like, making a bunch of songs and being like, ta-da, seeing what they do. So that's pretty much what our time is going to be spent doing. And we're putting out music. So we have that planned. But there's not much you can do. Like, we're not touring around it, obviously.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We're going to put it out and just, like, keep chilling.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's such a crazy time, you know. Usually when you talk to bands, you're like, oh, how did you get on playing Coachella, and how did this go and how did that go? But I think because we've had nearly 6 months now of, you know, bands and artists just maybe making music at home or in the studio or that kind of thing, it's really difficult to see where we're all going to go, because coronavirus has put a spanner in the works, and you know, it's just a bit crazy. But you know, guys, we're really, really excited for you to come to Ireland at some point, and we will welcome you with open arms for sure. And yeah, it'd be great to see you here at some stage.
That'd be amazing. Oh, yes. So excited too.
We'd love to go. We were supposed to do Electric Picnic this year.
Oh, no way.
I don't know if I can say that, but I did. Sorry.
I was going to bring the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. And it was actually, Electric Picnic was supposed to be this weekend, I think, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, that's so crazy.
We would be there.
Yeah, we would literally be there. That's so funny. Yeah, I've been to Ireland, and it's beautiful, but never with Wallows. So I'd love to.
But would you guys like to maybe introduce your current single, and we can play it for you here on the show as well, if you wouldn't mind?
Hey, this is Wallows, and you're about to hear our single, Are You Bored Yet, on iRadio.
Guys, thank you so much for giving me your time. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you in Ireland soon.
See you soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks so much.
But I don't have an answer. How come I'm still thinking? Let's pretend to fall asleep now. When we get old, will we regret this? Too young to think about all that shit. And stalling only goes so far when you've got a head start. 'Cause we can stay at home and watch the sunset. But I get up from asking, are you bored yet? And if you're feeling lonely, you should tell me before this ends up as another memory. Will you tell the truth so I don't have to lie? Will you tell the truth so I don't have to lie?
Subscribe now at iRadio.ie.